need something to mark your manuscript with. No pressure. This isn't school. But I was a teacher in my undergraduate degree. So Paul's Ephesian exuberance. And I've got six phrases in that outline in your bulletin. And the first is, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. We could stop right there, right? We are blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing. So you know that Paul's already setting you up for generosity and just trying to wrap our minds around the generosity and abundance of our God. The second phrase is, chosen us. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has chosen us. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. There's this sense that it's this historic chosenness. Chosen before the foundation of the world. I don't know about you, but we live in a world that doesn't always make us feel chosen. And knowing that in Christ we are chosen, even before the foundation of the world, that is good news. We're created in love, we're created by love, and we are truly God's beloved. The third phrase there that I put in your outline is, destined us. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ. This is our destiny, being children of God. Our destiny is secure. The fourth phrase there is, freely bestowed on us. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. It goes on. It's kind of like the 80s Robin Leach, Lives of the World, Rich and Famous. But that's not all. Phrase number five, lavished on us. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. And that phrase in the letter also highlights this Jesus event, that something happened for all this to happen. For us to be blessed and chosen and lavished upon, there was this Jesus event. There was one who poured out his life and his blood for us so that we might know of this relationship and this forgiveness. And then sixth, made known to us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven, and things on earth. Wisdom and insight, and this idea that the mystery is known in Christ. And the good news of this living Jesus who had risen from the dead and Paul had encountered and had this life-changing experience with is that the mystery is out. The secret is out. It's not a secret how you have relationship with God and the fullness and the presence of God. It's in Jesus Christ. So I want to just pause here and invite you for 60 seconds to look at those six phrases again. And I'm going to read through it. But I want you to see if there's a word or a phrase that captures your attention. Because I want you to take that word into the world this week. And so just one word or one phrase as I read that one section again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Christ Jesus, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Now, if you've been around First Baptist Church for months or years, we know that we're not really crazy, charismatic, Pentecostal, speak prophetically out loud during our services. Did you know that? And many of you are grateful for that. But I thought, well, one way that we can speak prophetically to one another is that we could simply share that word or that phrase in the community of faith today. And so I want to invite you, just maybe six or seven of you, to speak out that word or that phrase that is resonating with your heart today. And that will be, in a sense, a prophetic word. It's a word of blessing. It's a word of encouragement. It's a word and a way to build up even this local church right here on World Cup Soccer Day 2018. So, six or seven of you, shout or say loudly out your phrase and let us speak prophetically to one another. Forgiveness. Blameless. Destined. Every spiritual blessing. A plan for the fullness of time. Love. Adopted as his children. Amen. Lavished on us the riches of his grace. Pleasure. Redemption. God will gather up all things. Ooh, we're getting Pentecostal here, First Baptist. Hallelujah. One or two more. Obtained an inheritance. He chose us in Christ. This is good news. all wisdom and insight he has made known to us. I want to invite you into a closing prayer as we continue to hold these good words, these prophetic words in our hearts and seek peace and well-being in this city. Let's pray together. God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we do want to bask in and soak in this living word of yours. And even as we have spoken it prophetically to one another in this place, might we go from this place continuing to exude and exhort and speak these words of encouragement and love and mercy and forgiveness and identity and belovedness to our friends, our family, our neighbors and strangers alike. O God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, empower us by your Spirit to be the good news people of God, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Renew our worship of God through the offering of our tithes and donations to this great place.